are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't worry, I got some good news. What TV show was that? Good news. Was that Roscoe Pico Train for Dukes Hazzard? Good news, good news. Yeah, I got a note from one of my bosses, you know, telling me to keep up the good work, that the show was doing good. I don't know. I thought it was addressed to Alex Jones also, but no. It said Doc. I mean, there are other Docs around. Doc Holliday, Doc Love. I think it was addressed to me. I know. Because remember, a couple days ago, I thought I was going to get fired. So far, so good. But I have to thank you all for making that happen. You guys have been downloading our Droid app. You've been emailing GCN, telling them you like the show. I didn't know you could do that. You see, if you've noticed, I don't give any of the feedback emails for XM, for my boss. Why would I do that? Because you guys may give actual feedback. I mean, real feedback. You see, when you tell a person to give feedback, all right, they think it's because you want feedback, like, you know, feed me what I did wrong, right? And it's kicking you in the back type of thing, okay? You know, feedback, critiques, all right? And there's no way. So I haven't been, you know, although I'm sure my boss is going like that, telling everybody to give the feedback. Like, there's an XM feedback line. There is no way I'm giving that to you. No way. Unless I could guarantee and proofread what you're going to write. If I can't proofread it, no way. No way. You guys have my job in your hands. You realize that. You tell them that this show stinks, I'm a goner. So, if you want to give feedback, give feedback. You can go to my website. I promise I will show my bosses your feedback on my website. But yes, it will be proofread. Okay, we got Scott. Scott is back on the dials. I know. I don't know when this demotion ends. We think it's temporary, so just go easy on him. He's stuck doing my show tonight. I love him. I think it's great, but you know, whoever gets stuck doing the Dr. Dahlia show, it's kind of like, you know, they pick the smallest of the straw. But big thank you to Scott and and Genesis Communications Network, and big thanks to you all. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Okay, 3 drinks a week may cut our arthritis risk. I got to tell you, thank God for Europe, because they do all the alcohol studies. You don't really see alcohol studies coming out of America, unless if they're negative. But whenever you want a good reconfirming study saying alcohol is okay and it'll help, it'll come from Europe. So the Swedes were working on this one, saying alcohol will decrease your arthritis. That sounds nice. Looks like we have another man who decides to chew on someone else. Again, he was naked as well. I don't know why these people think they need to be naked when they eat somebody else. So we're going to talk about some first aid, because it sounds like this is happening more often. You know, what to do if you're actually bit. I mean, what to do if some guy's running around naked? Why is everybody taking off their clothes? Is it the bath salts? I don't know if this guy was on bath salts, but remember the one in Miami? He wasn't on bath salts. They say there was no bath salts in his system. So, I mean, unless he showered with them, but you know, he didn't consume them. So I guess we'll talk about that. I guess Yasser Arafat is going to be exhumed. Exhumed. Yeah, they think he was possibly poisoned, so they're going to look at that. I hope they wear masks. Have you guys ever been, you know, in a coroner's office? Have you ever, you know, worked with dead bodies before? They don't smell good. They don't. Something about, you know, the bacteria and the rotting and the they actually sometimes it's even an alcoholy smell because of the fermentation process, not very good. We talked about dead bodies and, you know, what happens to them. We never really talked about the smell. It's very hard to, on a radio show, you know, give you the essence of the smell of a dead body. I'm sure some of you think it equates to the quality of the show, but it doesn't. It doesn't. The show's a little better than that. But so I don't know. You know, they're going to wear surgical masks. It's not going to be enough. You know, we used to put mentholatum or something under our nose so we could smell that. I mean, you really need to be distracted because that could be awful. I told you, I have never vomited from a smell in my life, but I almost lost it when I was there was a woman, older lady, really sweet lady, but unfortunately never, you know, had a pap smear in her life, and she came in saying that she's a little embarrassed. Her husband says she has an odor down there, and it turned out her cervix was rotting from cervical cancer, just rotting, and it was like the smell of dead flesh, obviously, and I almost passed out, and I had to leave the room, and I felt so bad. You know, and I told her, just, you know, I got a very, I'm just a little weak, and I'm queasy, and, you know, I'm going to check if I'm pregnant. I didn't know what to tell her, but it was just rotting flesh is absolutely horrible. You don't want anything to do with that. Okay, so we'll talk about that. That sounds like a fun topic, and whatever you all want to talk about. A lot of your emails have been piling up. I'm sorry about that. We'll try to get to them. The interesting ones, of course. They're all interesting to me, but I got to make sure they're interesting to everybody else. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI, of course, you Droid users that have the Droid, Android phones, you can download the Dr. Dahlia app for free. Go to my website. You'll see me there. I'm waving. I'm like, hi, that's me. Hit that button. You'll be able to download the Dr. Dahlia app. Of course, you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show anytime, either on that app or you go to my website. There's an on-demand. And then, of course, follow us on Twitter at drdahlia.com. All right, so speaking of bites, this Florida teen lost his right arm to an alligator. Did you guys hear about that a couple days ago? Apparently this happened in Florida, of course. He attacked him while he was swimming in a river. Caleb Langdale, known as Fred, 17 years old, was swimming in the, I'm going to mess this one up, Coosawhatchie River. Ooh, like Tallahassee Lassie. Coosawhatchie River. Oh, is somebody texting me? No texting. I'm on air. See, most of my friends don't even listen to the show. They have no idea I'm on air right now. When an 11-foot reptile appeared in front of him, the alligator pulled him underwater, then appeared to calm down. He swam away. The gator seized his arm. He's doing good. He has a good sense of humor. He's doing all right, but he lost his arm. I don't like alligators, especially since they look like crocodiles and I can't tell the difference. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
To work knowing your boss is happy, don't you? I know. I feel like I got free pass. I feel like I play Monopoly and I got like a one get out of jail free card, right? So what can I do with that? What can I do? You know, Scott is some fresh meat in terms of working with me here. I could mess with him, although I got talked to about that. You know, when one of my listeners wanted to know if there was any sexual tension between me and Donovan, you know, it was urged that I don't discuss any sexual tension between me and the crew. So I'm not sure. I still got to be careful because, you know, he's only one of the bosses. There are other bosses. So I don't know. We'll see. If I feel like devilish, we'll give Scott some crap. We need to. Yeah, we'll do. Let's diagnose Scott's rash or something like that. Scott, do you have a rash? We could like diagnose kind of like a, you know, hangman style. Oh, 20 questions. Do you want to do something like that, Scott? No. Scott, you can't hide behind the desk. I can see you. Okay, now he doesn't want to do 20 questions with rash or anything like that. All right, you will have to wait for Donovan. Donovan's a good sport. I'm sure we could come up with something. All right, what do we got here? All right, alligator attacks. What do we do What do we do in case of an alligator attack? Oh, he's mad at me now. Now, Scott does not have a rash. I'm just saying he should, like, pretend he has one. It makes it fun. By the way, speaking of rashes, my mosquito bites have actually changed color. They were a dark, bloody red. Now they're cranberry color. So I still can't wear a skirt, especially since I have to give a talk tomorrow evening to one of the town hall groups. I'm not going to be able to wear a skirt. So, yeah, maybe we'll do a 20 questions. We really should do that. I have a medical condition, and you guys guess it. But the problem is that some of you who have been listening to the show for years, you're going to call in saying, disseminated gonorrhea, and just blow it for, you know, everybody else. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For some of you that follow me on Facebook, you know I do medical hangman. Every now and then when I got some spare time at work, when I don't have patients waiting, I'll come up with a diagnosis and I'll give you guys a clue, and then we do hangman. And then some of you, you really don't know how to play hangman. You know, you're supposed to say a letter, you know, and if you miss the letter, we draw a body part, right? But I give you guys ample opportunities to come up with the letters, because, you know, not only do we do head and neck and chest and arms, I throw in the pineal gland, I throw in an amygdala, I throw in a femoral artery, so you have ample opportunities. And then somebody logs on, right, at the way end and just guesses and it blows us all out of the water. So we'll have to figure out a time when we can do all that, because that's fun. That's doctor fun. Okay, alligator attacks. The LA Times gave us 5 ways to avoid or survive an alligator attack. Are alligator attacks just in Florida, or do they happen anywhere else? See, I live in the desert. We don't have alligators here. No, I don't even think we have crocodiles. Okay, so Frank Mazzotti, a wildlife ecology and conservation professor and alligator expert at the University of Florida's Fort Lauderdale Research and Education Center. Yes, of course, I'm going to put this all together. Ufafalaraek offered up this suggestion and other tips for emerging in one piece after an... Okay, these words are too hard. Okay, first of all, they say do not feed the alligator. Remember that gentleman was trying to feed the alligator and he lost his hand? Yeah, don't feed the alligator. It could cause trouble. The alligator does not know where the handout ends and the hand begins. Alright, it's not like a dog where you put food on your hand and they'll only take the food from the hand. They'll just take it all, these alligators. They also say avoid an alligator's territory, like, i.e., Florida. They say if you see alligators in the water, don't go there. Duh. Alligators do not consider humans to be prey in part because of their size, but a splashing human's arm or leg can be mistaken for smaller, vulnerable prey in the water, especially with my cranberry mosquito bite hairy legs. That probably looks like some sort of an animal. They say watch the weather and the calendar. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are reviewing alligator attacks. I know, pretty exciting stuff. They say the teenager who jumped into the river, which we just talked about, oh, he might have listened to my show before he wrote this. So that's fast. Said he might not have known that this is the tail end of the alligator's mating and egg-laying season. Did you guys know that? Did you know that July was the tail end of alligator's mating and egg-laying season? I should probably do that. Should I make a show describing to everybody when all these animals lay eggs and mate? You know, what other show will do that? A show that wants ratings. No. Maybe that's important. Because a lot of you are into nature and you're into hiking and swimming and wading and zip lining and all sorts of stuff. You know, maybe I need to tell you all when these animals are mating so you know not to disturb them. That would probably make a very, very good show. Okay, let's make sure, Scott, make sure the boss is listening to that show, because that'll be a good one. Not this one, though. Don't have him listen to any tape of this one. Okay, they say the males and females have been spending a lot of time with reproductive activities, so they are hungry. Okay, so rather than saying alligators have sex or are doing the hibbity-jibbity pretty often, he words it, the males and females have been spending lots of time with reproductive activities. How many reproductive activities are there? Isn't there just one? And if there are multiple quote unquote reproductive activities. No. Self sessions and, you know, masturbate and all that stuff. No. That's not a reproductive activity because nothing's going to result in reproduction. There's only one reproductive activity that I know. And they sound busier than me. All right, let's see. Males and females have been spending lots of time with reproductive activities, so they are hungry. With that, don't they fall asleep afterwards? With that and the rainfall, that only makes them more active. And since they are moving around more, that brings them in more frequent contact with people. Oh, you do not want to be around a hungry, horny alligator. That's worse than a hungry, horny hippo, which, by the way, remind me, we'll talk about hippos one day, too. Run. No mother-in-law jokes. Come on, people. Stop it. Okay, they say run. They say if you are face-to-face, this is really practical information for people living in Florida. I'm sorry if you live in the other 49 states or if you're living in Canada or listening right now in other parts of the world. Right now, let's not be selfish and let's appease to our Floridian listeners. They say run in a straight line. Do not do the zigzag fashion. People think that if you run zigzag, it throws off the gator. If they call alligators gators, the crocodiles dials or crocs? They call crocodiles crocs. Okay, like that's a croc of, okay. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line, Mazzotti said, and that's the fastest. So just run away. Short distance. Alligators can move very quickly on land because they got four legs, but only for a short distance. Run and do not slow down. If the alligator is attacking because you have trespassed into his territory or into his reproductive activity, he just wants to run you off, not hunt you down. So run. Let him think, you know, he won. You're running away. Say, go back and do the reproductive activities. Fight for your life. If you do find yourself in a situation where you're attacked, this again comes from the LA Times. Don't give up. Fight for your life. Go for the eyes. Don't give up. Of course, don't give up. You never give up. Go for the eyes. An alligator is typically looking for some easy eats, not a struggle. He typically bites and releases or bites and readjusts. That, again, sounds like a reproductive activity to me. Okay, what else can you do? What else can you do? I saw something here that you could how you could attack. Okay, they say deliver a single quick bite. No, you shouldn't bite. Let me see. I'm reading this as fast as I can. Try to get away. Oh, now they're talking about crocodiles. Crocodiles can stay underwater for much longer than humans can. Oh, so don't jump in the water and pretend you're a fish. All right, go for the eyes. Again, go for the nostrils or ears, and go for the palatal valve. The crocodiles, now we're going to crocodiles, okay? Crocs have a flap of tissue behind the tongue that covers their throats when they submerge in water. Kind of similar to our epiglottis. This flap prevents water from flowing into their throats and hence prevents a croc from drowning when its mouth is open. If your arm or leg is stuck in the crocodile's mouth, you may be able to pry this valve down. Water will then flow into the crocodile's throat and the animal will most likely let you go. Oh, that is cool. Did you guys know about that? You kind of go for the animal's epiglottis if you don't know what the heck the palatal valve is. Wow. Also, remember, the palatal valve may be so exhausted from the reproductive activities. Okay. All right. Don't forget to go for the nostrils. You could go up in the nose, a hard blow to the nose, you know, kind of Rocky III style. All right. Are we done with alligators? Can we move on? All right. We're going to move on. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The reason why Scott couldn't play 20 questions about a rash is he didn't have a rash. He actually has a paper cut. So maybe we'll play 20 questions. Oh, but I just told you he had a paper cut. Dang. But he did do some research for us. Apparently, alligators are in Florida, Louisiana, southern parts of Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, coastal south of North Carolina, eastern Texas, southeast corner of Oklahoma, and the southern tip of Arkansas. Southern tip. You know how we were talking about white-tipped fish yesterday or the other day? I wonder if a crocodile or alligator has a white tip called a white-tip alligator. I don't know. No, let's move on. All right, let's talk about this naked man who was biting another human. I tell you, what is going on here? Naked man, this occurred in Flagler Beach, Florida. Two men were trying to restrain him. He urinated on the floor. Then he decided to take a chunk of someone's stomach. Now, right now, I don't think we have a talk screen. The guy looks like he's messed up, though. I'm going to tell you right now. But apparently there's been a lot of naked attacks. Okay, apparently in Phoenix, there was a man without pants. He crashed into a rental truck, fled the scene. Then there was Michael Wolford in Oklahoma Apartments, naked while on PCP. PCP is a biggie to make you, you know, take off your clothes and run around. Then I remember in Phoenix, it looked like actually Scottsdale. I saw the street Via De Ventura. I know exactly what intersection that was. John Brigham at the end of June caused two car wrecks outside Phoenix, got naked, started jumping on the vehicle. But I want to hear more about the cannibalism stuff. You know, we thought Jeffrey Dahmer was it, but it seems like, I mean, are these underreported? See, I don't know. I would love to have a police officer who sees these things a lot more often than we do call in. And, how many times do you see other people bite? I mean, we know biting happens, but chewing, taking chunks of skin off of people, that's what blows my mind. And people don't taste good. I mean, do you get ravenously hungry? Do you turn into a, do you turn it like into an animal? Is that why you shed your clothes? I watch True Blood a lot. I like True Blood. I like a lot of the HBO shows, Boardwalk Empire, Game of Thrones. And True Blood, you have these shifters and you have these werewolves, and they always take off their clothes before they turn into an animal, which makes sense, because have you ever tried to dress up your cat and dog? They don't like to wear clothes. I always do that. I always dress up the cat. I dress up the dogs, and they hate it, absolutely hate it. But, animals don't like clothes. So, you know, you wonder what part of the brain, I don't know if it's a thalamus. No, it's not the amygdala. The amygdala, I think, is totally clear in this one. Don't be giving the amygdala any crap. This whole cannibalistic animal thing can't be amygdala. It can't. No way. All right, so what do you do if you get bit by a human? You got to clean it. Soap and water's fine. I know many of you, you say, you know, I can't use soap and water because, you know, it's scented, or a lot of the soaps now are different colors. You have apricot color, and you know, everybody's worried. Honestly, it's better that you clean that wound quickly than wait until you get to a store. Many of you, you know, you want to use antiseptic and you want the spray and antiseptic that doesn't hurt. I get you. But you need to wash out these wounds immediately. Don't mess around. If they're bleeding, you need to wrap them. I don't want super tight tourniquets. A lot of people think they have to tourniquet many of their wounds. The only times you tourniquet is if you have a very severe bleed. If you're just oozing a little bit, just wrap it tight. Local compression, a lot of times, is enough for what you need. Okay, but we don't have to tourniquet. I mean, even when I was doing ER, I would have these wounds that were bleeding pretty heavy, and they were bleeding to the point that I had a difficult time sewing them, but they weren't bad enough to tourniquet a leg or tourniquet an arm. So what I would do is I would take like an O needle or a 1-0 needle or something, and then I would just throw a big, huge suture in the middle of it, tie it off just to stop bleeding. And then I could sew around and make it look pretty and take my time. Because whenever I sewed a wound, I always wanted it to be cosmetically beautiful. You know, it's art. I don't know if any of you have ever sutured up a patient, but it is probably one of the most relaxing things. You know how when you sit down and play piano, a piece that you already have learned? That's what it's like to sew somebody up. It's like you're just sitting there playing piano. It's beautiful. But I hate the piano. Well, all right. Well, then it's like playing a video game. Okay? You sit there and you say, but it's so relaxing. I could just sit there and suture. And maybe the reason why it was fun to just sit there and suture is, one, as a doctor, I feel like I'm doing something. I'm doing something positive, constructive. I'm not just giving people antibiotics or prescriptions and telling them to go follow up with their doctor. I felt like I was actually fixing something. But two, it got you away from the code brown that was occurring somewhere else in the hospital or the ER. Code browns is where there's fecal matter all over the place. So if you're, like, I'm in the middle of suturing in a wound, okay, can't get it dirty, leave me alone, go call someone else, go call Bob, but I'm suturing a wound. You've been suturing that wound, Dr. Dahlia, for 2 hours. Absolutely. You're pretty quick, but the point I was making is you don't always have to tourniquet a bleed, and sometimes that could do harm. So, I mean, if it's a bleed that's squirting out, you know, a lot of times your arterial bleeds would squirt because of the arterial pump, the pumping action from the heart, whereas your venous bleeds are darker blood and they ooze. But if it's a lot, okay, then you need to put pressure, and you need to put pressure above the wound. But if the wound is bleeding and you're afraid it's going to mess up the shoe, first put pressure on the wound and see how that does. All right. One of the emails I got last week when we were talking about bites is, when do you elevate the limb and when don't you? All right. That's a very good question, because it's really confusing with snake bites and spider bites. Okay. The reason why we usually elevate the limb is, one, so you aren't flaying it around, you know, and two, so it, it helps with some of the bleeding, but it's very hard to elevate your legs, even though many of us did that, you know, in our younger days. In terms of a bite, it's very, y'all know what I mean. Okay, now, with spider bites, usually with spider bites, we've talked about spider bites, okay? You want to clean the wound when you get it. Clean the wound, make sure it's good. You know, to slow the spread, they say to elevate the limb. It slows the venom spread because you're getting less blood flow. Now, they want you to put a cold cloth at the spider bite location, but no ice. And they also don't want you to cut off any blood circulation. I know you're going to want to suck it out or bite it out or stop, you know, blood flow so the venom can't move. You know, because some of these venoms, I mean, they're neurotoxins, can be pretty scary stuff. But with those, they definitely say to elevate the limb. Now, your snake bite, they don't. The snake bite, they say keep the limb down. They don't want the venom going to your heart. And I know that kind of doesn't make that much sense. You know, I mean, if you get bit by a snake, of course, be calm, clean it. By the way, always remove jewelry. I think a big thing we forget to tell you with first aid is to remove jewelry, because when you start to swell, you cannot get the jewelry off. My wedding ring, I fell down. I don't know why I fell, and I fell on my hand, and I couldn't get the ring off. And I'm like, you know what? I don't think I'll swell any more than this, but I couldn't get the ring off anyway, and I was dealing with other issues at the time. Well, my finger turned blue, and my husband had to cut off the wedding ring. Now we got another one, and I have to wear it. So, yeah, I know. I was going to be like, ladies' night, let's go. But it didn't work. Don't forget, take off jewelry. And then you want to position yourself so the bite is at or below the level of the heart. Of course, clean the wound. Sometimes you want to apply a splint. Sorry, I'm spitting. Splint. Too many S words. Snake, bite, crocodile, alligator, too many S words. Anyway, apply a splint to reduce movement because you don't want to move it around. And again, no ice. Everybody thinks you need to ice these bites. You don't want to ice. Of course, avoid alcohol, caffeine. I know a lot of you are like, oh man, I deserve a beer for this one. No, you need to be lucid. And then, of course, seek medical attention or call 911. All right. Was that helpful? All right. Now we're talking. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know many of you thought I was crazy talking about your barbecue brush bristles and accidentally eating them. Well, a man from Tacoma comes forward saying he needed emergency surgery after accidentally eating a steel bristle from a grill brush he used during a barbecue. Apparently, Fox News reports that Adam Wojtanowicz, Yeah, Wojciechowicz? I should know that. I'm part Polish. I should be able to pronounce that. Went to the hospital complaining of abdominal pain just a couple days ago that wouldn't go away despite taking his some medication. Doctors found a metal bristle and performed emergency surgery. Yeah, we can't wait for that to pass. A lot of people ask me, well, Dr. Dye, if my kid swallows something, why can't we just let it pass? Sometimes we do let things pass. Like, I guess there was a woman who was at a jewelry store, so she swallowed an engagement ring. And then, of course, she went home, pooped it out a couple days later, and then she sold it at a pawn shop. Of course, she was caught. I'm not sure where the camera was in any of this, but it was caught. And so, yes, a lot of times things pass. When we're talking about these metal bristles, we are not going to take the chance because they could scrape. And you do not want intestinal scraping because if you do have any abrading or ulceration of it, there's always a concern that there could later be a perforation. And perforations of your bowel can cause you to die. Pretty serious stuff. Adam recently hosted a cookout, and he thinks a steel bristle from his grill brush fell onto a steak. He says he apparently swallowed the metal without realizing it. I know, when you dig your teeth into steak, you just eat. I could see that. The CDC says it knows of at least 6 people who have recently suffered similar, potentially fatal injuries from brush bristles. Boy, is that a hard word to say on air. And they do not blame a particular brand or type of brush. Adam is going to make a full recovery. See? All right. See, when I talk to you guys about stuff, I'm not pulling this out of my sigmoid colon. I'm not. I mean, these are real concerns. Bristle brushes. And you don't get it on any other show, do you? You don't get bristle brushes, alligator attacks, medical hangman. You don't get that. You don't get that. By the way, I hope you're downloading our Android app on break. All right. I know many of you tend 100 on break, but just hold it for a second and download our free Android app. Okay, so I guess Abbas aide Saeb Erekat is allowing Yasser Arafat's body to be exhumed. Apparently the top Palestinian cleric has already approved the move. They're going to look at Yasser Arafat's remains to find out why or how he possibly could have died. The decision came days after a Swiss lab detected elevated traces of a lethal radioactive agent on clothing said to be Arafat's. Testing Arafat's bones could offer the last chance, they say, to get the bottom of this. He died a few days after my father died. So he died, what, November 2004? So we're talking about seven-and-a-half-year-old body. Several Palestinian officials have charged that Israel poisoned Arafat. The French doctors, nah. The French doctors who treated Arafat in his final days did not present a clear cause of death, and Israel emphatically denied it, killed the Palestinian leader. Arafat died at age 75, is buried in a mausoleum in the walled government compound in the West Bank, where he spent the last 3 years of his life. Let me see here. What do they think this, poison is? They aren't sane. Huh. They aren't sane. Yeah, Israeli officials said they didn't need to kill him because he was already locked up in his headquarters. There was no reason. It makes sense to me. Oh, there he did. He died November 11, 2004, 1 month after falling ill in his Ramallah compound. French doctors said he died of a massive stroke and suffered from a blood condition known as DIC, disseminated intravascular coagulation. We have got to one day talk about DIC. That is a biggie, disseminated intravascular coagulation. Okay, one day we're going to talk about it. No, stop the moaning. And this is important stuff. When a person goes into DIC, they could die. This is something we'll talk about. And but let's finish with that. See, this is the problem. I start reading these articles and I get all excited. Oh, disseminated intravascular coagulation. That's huge. All right. They said the records were inconclusive about what brought about the disseminated intravascular coagulation. So we'll have to go into that. All right. So they say that Arafat's widow, Suha, gave the TV station her husband's medical file in a duffel bag with his belongings, including fur hat, woolen cap, his hair, toothbrush, clothing with his urine and blood stains, probably during the stroke. They think elevated traces of polonium-210, a rare and highly lethal substance, they found on Arafat's belongings, but says the findings were inconclusive that Arafat's bones would have to be tested. Miss Arafat has lived abroad. She demands that his body be exhumed. See, I didn't think you were allowed to do that in the Muslim culture. I don't think you're allowed to do that. Remember when with Osama bin Laden, You aren't supposed to throw the body into the ocean either. There's supposed to be a burial and you leave the body. Although with Osama bin Laden, that was really confusing, right? We find out he was killed. And then they said, but don't worry, you can't see the body because we already threw it in the ocean. You're like, what? Wait a second here. Something sounds fishy there. All right. So I don't know how much bone sample. Have any of you guys ever had a bone marrow biopsy? Those are miserable. Anyway, they say less than a gram of this polonium, silver powder is enough to kill. Polonium's most famous victim was KGB agent turned Kremlin critic Alexander Litvinenko. Remember that? Who died in London in 2006 when somebody put it in his tea? It causes multiple organ failure. It hurts the liver. The alpha radiation particles hurt liver, kidneys, bone marrow. Apparently, Litvinenko lost his hair, turned blue. But see, Arafat had a stroke. This didn't happen to him. So I don't know. Well, they're going to, you know, hopefully we don't have to see pictures. I don't think I want to see pictures of that. I know. I mean, he wouldn't be recognizable at this point. I don't think you'd be able to recognize him. All right. Okay, what do we want to talk about? Oh, no, we're coming up close to the end. Ooh, darn. Oh, come on. Well, let's quickly move on to some news here. Okay, darn. See, the show isn't long enough. I only do the shows 3 hours a day. It's not long enough. We got too much stuff. Okay, Episcopal priests. An Episcopal church has approved same-sex blessing service. Apparently, Episcopal priests will be allowed to conduct services blessing same-sex relationships at an Indianapolis, under a policy approved at the church's National Convention in Indianapolis. The convention house of bishops approved the provisional policy 111-41 with 3 abstentions. The policy was approved by the House of Deputies following more than an hour of debate. That's kind of a quick thing. With the vote, the Episcopal Church will become the largest U.S. denomination to officially sanction same-sex relationships. The Episcopal Church has about 1.95 million members in the United States. The service is not considered a marriage ceremony, they said, though. But they have authorized a blessing, and a blessing is different than a marriage. Huh. They say the policy, which has been developed since 2009, allows local bishops to decide whether to allow the service. It also includes a provision stating that clergy members who object to same-sex unions cannot be coerced to form the blessing or be disciplined for refusing. The United Methodist Church, at its general conference meeting in Tampa, Florida, upheld the church's position on homosexuality, which excludes gay marriages and same-sex unions. The Methodist body also rejected a proposal saying the church is not of one mind on the issue of homosexuality. I'm confused. I always thought when you get married, in two manners. You get married in the state, so you have the state marriage license, but then you also have the religious marriage license. Like in Judaism, it's the ketubah. In Catholicism, I mean, your marriage has to be recognized by two entities, the state and your church. And so I thought, I don't know. Anyway, Episcopal churches offering same-sex blessings. All right. Okay, that's more news. What else do we got in news? What's this? The Costa Concordia captain? Costa Concordia captains wants $40,000 plus for his story? He thinks he's going to make that kind of money? Nobody wants a story. I don't want to hear his story. All right, but I'm sure y'all want to hear more of my story. So stay tuned. We got another hour coming up. And if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. And don't forget to download our Android app and follow us on Twitter. Y'all be safe.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615.
Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.